This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Officials in Europe have praised the awarding of this year's Nobel Peace Prize to activists standing up for human rights and democracy in Russia, Belarus, and Ukraine. But authorities in Belarus are scorning the move. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Staff at the Ukrainian Center for Civil Liberties expressed their joy after being awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. Volodymyr Yavorsky, a researcher there, says the team have kept working during the period of turmoil in his country.
We did a lot of work against the war, against crimes against humanity, and against human rights violation in our country.
While Tatiana Glushkova, from another of the three winners, the Memorial Human Rights Defense Center, says that she hopes the award has an effect on Russians.
It is important for the world. It is important for people in Russia.
The activists all stress the importance of democracy and human rights. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Joe Biden said Friday the risk of nuclear war, said Thursday the risk of nuclear war is the highest it has been since the early 1960s, as Russian losses in Ukraine prompt Russian officials to discuss the possible use of tactical nuclear weapons. Biden said he didn't believe there was a way to use a tactical nuclear weapon without ending up in a nuclear showdown, and he said he does not believe Russian President Vladimir Putin is bluffing when he threatens to use them. On Friday, the White House said the U.S. sees no reason to change its nuclear posture and does not have indications that Russia is imminently preparing to use nuclear weapons. Biden made his comments late Thursday at a Democratic fundraiser in New York. More on that story is available at our website, VOA News.